Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting of Tuesday, May 6, 2008. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, Jack Van Aken. Welcome to our listeners on the web stream. Those of you listening to the archive, you're listening to history. We have a proposed agenda, which I've sent out to the members, which includes a call to order. I think that's a good way to start. So, meeting is hereby called to order, and we have a secretary. So great having one. Mary?
Well, Jack Van Aken.
Yes. Mary, would you do the honors and call the roll?
Oh, that's what I just started.
That's what she's just started to
oh,
do.
Oh, you're calling. Oh, I didn't know what you were addressing
me.
Okay.
Joke about addressing.
Sherry Gendelman.
Yes, present.
Mary Berg. Money is not, let's see, Ephian Mongata, Mongasa?
Present.
Oh, good. Wendy Schroe?
Here.
Dan Siegel?
Dan is on the committee anymore.
He is not?
He was on by virtue of being interim executive
Oh,
director.
That's right, so he was. Sorry about that. Nicole Sawyer?
Absent.
Lonnie Hicks, Star Brandawa, Ambrose Lane, L5, and there are four people who are not here. Is there anybody whose name I did not call? Or could have called? Well, you have a quorum. Five people.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary. Now, I have attached some times to the items on the agenda. Would anyone care to serve as timekeeper?
I will be happy to.
Okay. Mary will serve as timekeeper. Great. I didn't include approval of agenda. Anyway, we can go down the agenda quickly, see if we have any suggestions.
Yeah.
First item, which is item number two, agenda for Friday, May 16th, teleconference, which includes items such as the committee elections coming up. I know for a fact there's at least one motion from the personnel committee, and then I think we do have a backlog of minutes pending approval. But not to get into the substance of that item, but that we should have that item, I think, as a central focus for today. Number three is the June in-person meeting of the PNB, which now by a special rule can be postponed until September. Was someone trying to speak?
No, I was coughing.
Okay. with an eye towards saving money, which we're running a little short of these days. I've given 25 minutes to discussing strategies for how to plan our next PNB meeting, taking into account that we do need to have a meeting to approve the budget probably in September. For number four, update on the status of PNB minutes. I've gone over what I think we have and what we have yet to get from our secretary, and we can talk to Mary about that for 7 minutes. Pacifica Policies compilation. I received something in the mail today, which I can update the committee about regarding Pacifica Policies. And I just wanted to raise briefly a follow-up item, which I don't think we can do anything with today, on the Director's Inspections Protocol, which is the only thing I have in mind is that I really think it's important facilitate director's inspections, that we have some sort of assurance that the staff, namely the managers around the stations and other units, are aware that directors have this right of inspection so that people aren't caught totally unawares. And we also have a protocol. Are there any suggestions, amendments to the agenda?
I would move.
Ambrose.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Amber.
Oh, Amber. I have something there. Thank you.
Okay, good. Just going through the agenda. Mary, you have a suggestion?
Well, I was about to move to approve the agenda, but I wonder, but since Ambrose just got here, he might want to say something to it, so I might.
Don't add a thing.
Okay, well, okay. Then you can. You don't need a second what I just said. So then I stand with my motion.
Hi, Ambrose. It's Sherry. How you feeling?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, dear. Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay, good.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, there's a motion to approve the agenda. Is there any
second
objection to approving the agenda?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, hearing none, the agenda's approved. We can move on to item number two, which is the agenda for this the next PMB teleconference, which occurs next week on Friday, May 16th. One thing that we have to do is there will be some vacancies to the National Board committees. We need to accept nominations, I think, on May 16th. And we also have to agree on a procedure, the logistics of holding that election. I think standard procedure would be to have mail-in ballots to the secretary, as I understand, who would then perform the tally on those IRV elections. Now, the one issue that I hope we can clarify, as the way I read what's happening, is that in January in Newark, we held elections for committees. And I've listened to the 50 minutes of audio in the archive, which has been some of the most boring audio that you're likely to ever hear. But through that entire segment where the committee elections took place, I never once heard any mention that the committee seats were being granted on a pro tem or interim basis.
Mm-hmm.
There are five committees where members from BAI will not be returning as directors. There will be new directors for these five committees: Coordinating Committee, Elections Committee, Finance Committee, Programming Committee, and the Committee to Investigate. What I'm hoping is that we can avoid a confrontation over whether all of those WBAI seats should be vacated and have new elections. I don't see any basis for that. To me, it would be removing members from a committee without any cause. Also, as I understand, Ambrose is correct, so May 14th, the WPFW will hold its director's election as well?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Yeah. So likely maybe some changes from the WPFW membership on committees.
Mm-hmm.
So just one question that I have is, do we think that that's adequate notice to give people that the nominations will be open on May 16th? And we call it May 16th. If directors are elected in the evening on May 14th, they'll have 1 or 2 days to think about, you know, whether they want to stand for election to committees.
Sherry.
Sherry, go ahead.
I think that if at the end of this meeting we, in fact, come to agreement on the agenda for next Friday's meeting, and we send out the agenda and a second notice to say to WBAI and W, please be prepared for nominations to the board committees on the 16th board meeting, that would be sufficient notice. And if they appear, if they then attend the 16th meeting and for some reason inform us that they were unable to decide, then we would respect that notice. Otherwise, I think just the notice of next week's meeting should include it, and that's sufficient time. It's like 9 days, 10 days.
Wendy?
Wendy, go ahead.
Well, I would also add that, for one thing, it's actually come up a few times over the last couple of weeks since the people changed out. The people I think in New York already have an idea of what kind of committees they want to do and everything. And I guess I don't know who's running for election in D.C., but it's my guess that several of the same people will end up coming back anyway. And I think that we need to just get on with it. And so if we just tell the D.C. people to tell, you know, whoever it is, you know, to be thinking in the next 2 days about what committees you want to be on, we need to move on with it.
Yeah.
Can I add one thing?
Pardon me? Sherry.
I just wanted to add one thing. Unless there's a contested seat between two members from the same station, there isn't any need to have a vote. And if we do have a vote, I don't know why we can't have an email vote.
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
We'd have to make a...
The PNB's done it a bunch of times. It's always a little creepy, but it's just like, God, you know, how we've got to be able to do our business. You know, email is how the world runs.
Yeah. I just have two comments. One thing, you know, having done a lot of elections, one thing that really can be sort of a nuisance is when people insist on nominating folks in absentia. People who are not present get nominated, and they have no idea whether that person is interested or not. That's one of the reasons why I raised the issue of notice. Maybe if all of us on this call could try to, you know, communicate with our director friends that, you know, let's think about who wants to be on these committees and make sure that we have some kind of commitment from them, just because the less of those nominations and absentia we have to deal with, the less likely that we have to, you know, go through a tally and then take people out of it and do the tally over again. But as far as the email goes, I'm, you know, personally okay with it, but I think one time it came up and somebody raised the idea that, well, if one person objects to having an email vote, then their right to a secret ballot, their privacy is being violated. Whereas if we all agree, you know, I think that that's fine. I mean, I'm, you know, think it's good, but I do sort of feel like if one person's privacy is violated, it sort of puts a cloud over the whole thing. I mean, why should the majority be able to take somebody's privacy away? It doesn't seem right to me. I don't know. What do people think?
Mary Bird, I have a question. I don't think we could actually do this. I mean, according to the bylaws, I mean, to elect the committee people, I haven't seen any precedent where we could do that or have done that at all.
Vote by email?
Yeah, for committee, for PNB committee.
We voted over how long to keep our executive director that way. I mean,
I'm just saying, I've never done it, but maybe somebody can tell me where.
I know we elected affiliates by email.
Yes, well, that was something different. It was a long time. Sure, we did that because they wouldn't be present or anything.
Sherry,
we're all going to be present.
Okay. All right, Sherry, go ahead.
Does anyone know of a specific prohibition?
Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
The issue is anonymity. The bylaws say that you have to have a secret ballot. So that's the whole only issue, really, is how do you do it if you're sending it in by email without somebody knowing who you are. But really, nobody's going to not waive their right to confidentiality. You just ask them to waive their right to confidentiality. And in fact, when you set it up, if it's kind of a little more anonymous if you make everybody put their vote on an attachment and then say the secretary prints them all out without looking, and
yeah,
then,
it's impossible.
You know, I mean, it's not a big deal.
No, there's no way.
Mary's pretty trustworthy.
Well, I would guess.
That's true, but I will have to know. They would have to agree that I would have to know.
Okay. So.
And if one person does.
Jack. Okay. Sherry.
Sherry, go ahead.
So you're going to send out, after we agree on an agenda, you're going to send out, or Mary sends out, the notice, the proposed agenda?
I'll have my secretary do it, Mary.
Okay, yeah. You always have your secretary do it.
I'll have my secretary do it for me.
Maybe one of us could write something up about the proposed election for all those committees where there may be a contested delegate from a signal area.
Yeah,
and
also a notice that, you know, that the plan is to vote by email. And are
okay. I'm willing to volunteer to send it to Jack or anybody else on the committee who wants me to vet it through them, or Wendy or Afia, or everybody, and vet the language and then send it out.
What do you mean the language?
Can't be there.
We trust you.
Okay, great. Big mistake. We're at.
Okay, good.
We're at 13 minutes.
At the risk of being a stick in the mud, I would appreciate seeing it before it goes out. I just think that it's good, better procedure to have the committee to look at it, even if we don't have anything to add to it.
Okay, now who is going to draft it? But there's a question of drafting the notice. And then
Sherry said that she would draft it.
And you will draft it, and then you will send it to me, or whoever approves, or Jack will send it to me, or what?
Send it out to the committee, I guess.
I'll send it to the committee.
Yeah, send it to the committee.
And then, but after that, assuming that everybody agrees.
Anybody who wants to voice their objections can just send it back to Jack. Get me out.
Well, to all of us.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, if nobody voices an objection, then I will, after give people a certain amount of time to do that. So after that, I would then send the notice, or I mean, send the thing out, right? And
we're at 14 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, we're at 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any suggestions or items that people feel need to be on the May 16th teleconference?
Yeah, I move to extend this discussion by 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this discussion by 10 minutes? Hearing none, it's extended. Timekeeper will take note. Personnel committee has one motion that shouldn't be very time-consuming. It has to do with setting the pool for the policy for the pool of GM candidates when there's a GM search. Those may be famous last words, but it shouldn't be time-consuming. But
yeah.
Pretty simple motion. However, the personnel committee will meet on Monday, and if the personnel committee comes up with job descriptions for the CFO and/or ED as a proposal to the PNB, I'm not sure that it would be good to bring those May 16th because we have at least three members that won't be in attendance. It seems like something you want really good attendance for. So I'm not sure if we get there, if we want to do that.
Well, that's the way they were at the time. Now that those things may change, that there are always changes. I think one maybe had something different. First, that had nothing before the into the 20th or something, or after that. And then that was canceled, so might be available. So
Might be a good idea to take up the job descriptions at a special meeting, a meeting dedicated to that, so that we can give it. Oh, add a, you know, say 90 minutes. Or
well, why don't you? I'm sorry, Sherry.
Who is going to speak?
Am I? Did I mute myself, Sherry?
Sherry, you're not mute.
I think that it should be on the agenda, and then give it 10 minutes with the idea that it can be expanded or continued to the next meeting.
The job descriptions or the personnel committee report.
Aren't they one and the same or not?
They are. Are you saying give the committee 10 minutes and then, if need be, expand it?
Well, you said that you thought that, you know, we might want to just continue it until we can have the three members who, I think it's down to two, but it might be three. I thought Margaret said now that she can make it, but am I mistaken?
Right.
And I guess Mike can or can't make it. So, I don't know.
Why don't we just give it 10 minutes, you know, be optimistic, and see what happens.
Okay. And then, Sherry, again, I have things to add to the agenda.
Okay, and then I'm hoping that we can approve some minutes on the 16th as well. Because
if we get them.
Newark minutes have been approved, and but I actually have that as item number 4 for this agenda. But hopefully we can approve some minutes. Sherry, did you have something else you wanted to add?
I do. I have a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And some of it is, again, Lonnie's going to be on the call. He's going to be on the call late. I had conversations with him and meetings with him about, guess what, the financial well-being or not of the network. So some of the things that have to be included on the May 16th agenda, I believe, are updates, first of all, on whether or not each LSB has, in fact, a proposed and adopted plan for fundraising to contribute to the reduction of the national deficit. They were supposed to be, that was a mandate. The other item, Lonnie said that there were deficits operating at least 2 of the stations. He wanted a broad discussion of finances placed on the agenda. Some of it might have to be in executive session, some notices that we had discussed earlier that have to go out. But he suggested to me that he wanted a full cost-cutting discussion on the agenda. So I would like all of that. That would include also an update from the audit committee about whether or not they have a request for proposals ready to be noticed or published for a new auditor. And I'm trying to think what else Lonnie asked me to do. But anyway, that's what I have. And then that would also include further discussions of the proposal to reduce by 1 the mandated in-person meetings of the PNB and the status of that particular mandate or resolution that was passed by the board at the last meeting.
Okay. Anyone have anything else for the May 16th teleconference?
Well, can I clarify something?
Sure, Wendy, go ahead.
So I guess Sherry is repeating what Lonnie said. So is it my understanding of the motion to that each station would come up with a strategic development plan? You added some words in there that said in order to reduce the national debt or something. The national
well, deficit. Remember? Can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. Wendy, I remember in our discussions that part of the in-person meetings discussion about the financial status of the network was that the individual LSBs should develop a fundraising plan that would contribute to addressing the financial difficulties that the network is facing. So I don't... We didn't say specifically that they had to reduce the deficit, but that, in essence, is what we said. So,
I mean, obviously, if we raise a lot of money, it'll
right.
help the national office, too. It's just that,
right.
that when we, our station's been working on one for our station. That's all I'm...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be careful in our language.
I just wanted to... if anybody's doing anything above and beyond that, I think that's awesome. That's great.
Okay, good. Any other comments about the May 16th teleconference?
Yeah. Mary Berg, yeah, I'd have something. Sherry was talking about the proposal to reduce the in-person meetings by 1. We have language for it would be due to financial exigencies this year. It's not a bylaws amendment. We're simply doing it for this year. And I just want to make that...
That's not true, Mary, so...
Well, we're not going to have a bylaws. That's what my understanding was. Everybody had to voting on the bylaws amendment.
That's why we passed the motion. We got the language about that, and that was approved.
I understand that, but part of that discussion was also that we were all to bring back to our LSBs and introduce to them the idea that at the national meeting, one of the cost-cutting measures was a reduction in the cost of governance, and one element of that was considering an amendment to the bylaw that might reduce by 1 the number of mandated meetings. whether it passes or not, that was part of the discussion, and that's
right.
What we were told to all, each one of us, bring back to our individual LSDs.
Right, but what I was suggesting...
Okay, just that's enough.
Wait.
If we want to do it for this year, let's put that on the agenda that we would vote for that, the thing that Dan outlined, you know, that language. We have that language. For this
year,
due to financial emergency, we'll bring it for this year.
Mary, please. There is a motion that has already passed that deals with this on a temporary basis, pending any bylaws amendment that's going to be introduced. So far, no bylaws amendment has been introduced, but we do have a special rule permitting the June meeting to be postponed as far as September, and we also have advice that if it's absolutely financially necessary that we could probably...
Yeah, but we were cutting out.
Could you stop answering?
Yeah. Wait, please, Sherry, please come to order. All right, any other additions to the May 16th teleconference? Okay, I think we must be a 10-minute time.
Oh, we are.
Okay.
Sorry. We actually have one more minute.
One more minute? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we have enough here to prepare an agenda at this point. We have to keep it under 3 hours.
Okay.
Moving on to the topic that we were discussing anyway, which is the June in-person meeting, which can go out to September.
Actually, wait a minute, Jack. Can I just say something that, it's always the chair and the ED could come up with additional items for this agenda if they wanted to, don't you think?
For May 16th?
Yes.
Oh, certainly.
Any meeting, ever.
No, yeah, we're just offering input.
All right.
The purpose here isn't for the coordinating committee to dictate what the agenda will be.
I've just been a little confused. Okay, that's good.
It's just a way to give input to the chair. I mean, if the chair didn't want it, I don't think we'd be holding anything on.
All right.
So, members may, submit suggested items at any time.
Right, okay.
So, moving on. The June in-person meeting, which is scheduled to be in D.C. We can save money by having one less meeting in the year. And... what I'm wondering is, do we have creative ideas for having a more frugal strategy to holding our meeting in D.C.? Some of the suggestions I hear, I'm not sure how workable they are. Or what I'm thinking is, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that the national office has, sort of gotten the hang of holding these meetings that are at hotels that do this sort of things, and maybe it's runs pretty smoothly because it costs a lot. if we want to go to a college campus, there may be a lot more logistics that have to be done. So we have to think about, well, if it's not all going to be just this package deal where we get food and rooms and a conference hall, we're thinking about taking an alternative route. I remember the first second IPNB meeting was held at a school here in LA, and I don't know. I know a lot of the board members were staying with friends, people in the area at that point with our $5 million debt situation. So I'm wondering if people have ideas. If we want to do any brainstorming about the June meeting, it's not too. Not too early, I don't think.
Sherry?
Sherry, go ahead.
I just emailed you. Is his name Armando, Wendy, the treasurer from Texas?
No, it's... I'll think of it really quickly. But anyway, our amazing treasurer.
Your treasurer. I just forwarded his cost-cutting memo.
Alberto.
I just forwarded Alberto's cost-cutting memo to me, to Jack, and Jack, would you distribute it to the committee now? It had some fabulous stuff in it. I thought it was enormously thoughtful, intelligent, and had some suggestions in it that seemed to me to be very effective. So if Jack would be kind enough to recirculate that. I'm sure Wendy has seen it, but everybody else on the call perhaps has not.
Yeah, okay.
And I did forward that to the ED and the CFO.
All right, I'm going to have to save it somewhere.
You know, while you do that, I mean, just to be clear, there's a lot of people that are very upset about the idea of canceling one of the meetings, and they find that, you know, that's just kind of a lazy way to do it on our part, where it would be, what we should be doing is making our meetings less expensive, because it's extremely valuable to meet in person. And it also gives people in the different signal areas a chance to meet the board. The airfare is a pretty small part of what the cost of these meetings is. And I would really like to see, I mean, I've seen one of them in all of my years on the board, one actual line by line, what every single thing in a board meeting costs. And I think it would be extremely valuable for the board to get that information. We just saw a kind of a two-line thing, how much it costs for staff, how much it costs for board, for the last four or five meetings. But the details are where...
Okay, Sherry, go ahead.
Lonnie sent me a breakdown of the costs of the last maybe four meetings, and if I can find it in my email, I will recirculate that.
That'd be awesome.
I will do that. I just want the opportunity to say also that if every part of the network is cutting back, then the board has its own obligations. And I appreciate that people very much want the opportunity for in-person meetings. And I think that there is also the consideration that many of our listeners do not donate for, they donate for programming so that they can continue to be informed. And I think every element of the network, including governance, is going to have to tighten its belt. And decent people on both sides of the issue, or decent people within this organization, will disagree about the benefits or detriments of retaining or reducing, you know, the current number, or reducing by one the number of in-person meetings. And I'm hoping we can have this discussion, and I don't mean that you at all, by you this, Wendy, without being attacked from the outside by being anti-democratic. Our listeners give money for programming.
Mary Berg, I'm just wondering why if you actually had such a thing from Lonnie, Sherry, and if somebody has seen such a thing, why can't everybody get that?
Sherry, is that in the packet that Lonnie sent an email out?
Yeah, Lonnie did send an email, Mary. Maybe you should
read
your email.
I can.
Well, Mary's not on the PNB. Maybe that's why she didn't get it.
Yes, she is. She's on the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am, Wendy.
If I could just, Jack?
Yeah, okay, Wendy, go ahead.
Well, and I didn't really mean to emphasize that some of the people around the network are upset, or I didn't say anything about anti-democratic, but what, you know, this has been a screwy year for the PNB, in that we're changing members in the middle of the year, and it's taken so long to find out who our board is and everything. So it's not just, you know, that what I wanted to emphasize is that people that are the board now need to learn how to work together, and it's hard to do that when they don't even all know each other, or they came in confrontational circumstances or whatever. So all I'm saying is that it does help to be face-to-face. It's unfortunate. It's wonderful and unfortunate that we're all in different places, but that's all.
Ethea?
Difficult to do it. But,
okay. Wendy, if you're through, Ethea, go ahead.
I want to support Wendy in the questions and the concerns that she's expressing, because they are also my concerns. And I think that one of the ways that we may be able to have the legislated number of meetings and ensure the democratic process that the much recognized and celebrated struggle for democracy and transparency in Pacifica is to find a way to reduce the cost. And if that means staying on college campuses, doubling up in hotels, then I think that is more consistent with the mission and the spirit of the organization than to limit the participation of the listeners and the restricting the democratic structure and processes of the organization. So I would suggest that we look at that more closely.
Okay, I'm trying to send out this board motion, board expenses spreadsheet that Lonnie sent.
So the next meeting is supposed to be D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. And then Los Angeles after that?
I actually thought the next one was supposed to be L.A.
Okay, there it goes. No, I think the next one is D.C. and then L.A.
Yeah. Okay. I think.
Well, I don't know if we have we decided on when we would like to meet. June is too soon. September may be too late. However, I've heard people say that we need to have the in-person meeting in September in order to approve the budget. And I'm aware that those meetings occur in September. I'm not entirely clear on why it needs to be an in-person meeting. Can somebody explain? Maybe Wendy, can you fill me in?
What did you ask?
Why does the budget approval need to take place at an in-person meeting?
I think we need Lonnie here for that.
I wondered the same thing. I think they think that it's something you have to lobby people on. I don't know, because really the work is supposed to be done by your local committees and before you get to that meeting. But I don't know. If you wanted to look at all the different things that you have to do all year, I suppose that is a hugely important one, but really, we never spend that much time actually working on it in the meeting. It's all, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
We don't know the answer. Maybe we can check with Lonnie as to what he thinks. I sort of find myself thinking, well, is it so necessary that this be an in-person meeting to approve the budget? Is it because it's going to be a long discussion? We certainly have long teleconferences. Is it because not everyone has Excel and so they can't refer to the spreadsheet? No, I'm serious. I don't know what the motive is, but if that's the case, then we should definitely consider having the June meeting in September, acknowledging that there may be opposition. In fact, I don't have a sense of where the DNB is going to go on the entire idea of canceling a meeting. I think to save money, I think having three meetings instead of four is a sure thing, whereas trying to trim costs is, to me, sort of iffy. I mean, at the end of the day, we only save, say, $10,000, then we haven't really done that much. Whereas, what do they average? I just sent out.
$50,000.
How much?
$55,000. What is the average cost? $55,000. The average cost is $55,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that, you know, if you want to get the job done, which is to save money, you have one less meeting. You're there. Whereas if you're going to say, well, we use a college campus, and then you find out you can't, you know, manage that or something, you know, it doesn't work out. I mean, it's sort of, we haven't done this in a while. So, I mean, we could probably go for both. We could go for having one less meeting, and then we could see how much money we can save on the D.C. meeting. And then we'll have a sense of what's realistic. Because I don't want to make unrealistic projections about how much money we're going to save. I want to know that we're going to save something significant.
This is Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Why don't we ask, you know, the hands down, the best way to save money is by having local people research their own area because they know their area. Why don't we ask, you know, do you care so much about this? How about if you find out what we could do, you know, that we ask our different boards, local boards, to research. I don't know how to do it without it being like you're doing a bunch of work that might not be worth anything, but it would be helpful if the different signal areas could come up with a kind of a realistic estimate of what it would cost to have their meetings, and we can use that in our deliberations.
That's a great idea.
That's not a bad idea at all, if only we knew. Well, we can certainly notify the WPFW delegates, LSB members, that by May 16th, we may have some questions in that area. So we'd be looking for input. I don't know. Is that what you have in mind? Because Ambrose?
I bet that's not him typing.
No.
It's Gary.
No, it's not me typing.
There you are. Ambrose, have you been following the discussion here? The next in-person meeting in the rotation would be in D.C.
Right.
And if we cut one meeting, we can save probably $55,000. If we try to have a less expensive meeting, it looks like we're going to need a lot of support from the ground, from WPFW in this instance. Or we can do both and try to save as much money as we can, which is sort of what I think is the way to go. And then we can figure out whether just trimming costs will get us where we want to go.
Right.
So do you think, how would you feel about taking...
You have our support.
Who will do the work, Ambrose?
Yeah, that's the thing.
The people who always do the work. You know,
yeah.
It's me and our volunteers.
Yay.
You think you can bring some sort of report on May 16th to the TMB teleconference about what kind of cost savings you think can be achieved through having more local involvement toward frugality? Somebody join us?
We've got a pretty busy schedule next week. I'm not sure they're going to spend much time on that.
Yeah.
Between 9 and 16.
When's the fun drive? Now?
It's right now. We're hitting it right now.
When did you start?
Started Monday.
Oh, okay. We just started.
Well, I mean, what if they looked into, you know, what about a July meeting or something like that?
You could do that.
Well, it would have to be July. We're not going to zoom in.
June.
In April, so that.
Well, anyway, okay, so you're going to be pretty busy before the 16th, but we can raise it on the 16th. How about that?
Good.
Okay, good. Any more ideas, frugal strategies? Is there anybody who feels they have something to say that hasn't been said?
Lonnie, could I just say, this is Ophelia, if I might just add one. The idea of cutting the cost of all of the regularly scheduled meetings as opposed to just cutting the cost of one is an approach. The other is just to say what the budget is going to be and for the year, and then we have to figure out how we stay within that budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go about it. Mary, you want to say something?
Well, yeah, I was going to. I think we really need to do this for a year, not each time for a few months before the next one, because the cost goes up the closer the time comes. And as it's been pointed out, how many times have we heard people point this out, that everybody else, other organizations, they plan their meetings 2 years in advance or even more. Mm-hmm. And that's when it is, period. And I'm not you know, yeah. Since everybody agrees to this, and everybody's agreed to all these good ideas, and that everybody in the local areas are supposed to be, they're the ones who know how to find things in the local areas. And for years, it's always agreed, and it never happens. And I don't know why. Maybe someone tell me why. Maybe we could make it happen.
Yes. Well, I'm going to recognize myself. I'm sort of new to this concept, and Houston people are telling me, oh, if we planned, you know, 2 years in advance, we could save all this money. But I haven't actually seen a real projection of how much could be saved. And I'm not saying I'm skeptical. Sounds real. But, you know, if we could save $55,000 by planning our meetings 2 years in advance, then after 2 years we'd probably start to see some of a benefit. But still, I think we need a long-term strategy as well as I think you're, if Dafia and Mary, you're both absolutely correct. We need to really think in a bigger picture rather than just, well, we're going to try to cancel this next meeting. And you know, and we're not really planning is what we're not doing.
Ambrose,
go ahead.
One of the things we've never done since I've been on this board is develop a development committee whose sole purpose is to develop Pacifica and to raise money and increase Pacifica's net worth. We're talking now as if we're poor. And we are poor because we haven't planned for our own future.
There you go.
And it seems to me, if we are to live in accordance with the vision of the bylaws and the constitution of this organization, we should have been planning for the growth and development of Pacifica. We never do.
Right.
It's time we stop that and do what all corporations do. That is to plan and implement a plan for the development of the agency. And until we do that, we're going to be doing the same thing over and over again. And we have to do it with some passion. And one of the things that started back in 2004, telling people, you need a line of credit. You need to have assets that you can employ to plan to increase the value of corporations. Why do you think we're on this board? To protect the value of this corporation and to enhance its value. You never talk about that. You know, so we're going around and around in the same circle again. That's all.
Okay. I hope we all share the sentiment that we could do more planning, less reacting and putting out of fires, and starting of fires. Any more comments on the June in-person meeting?
Oh, we have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left. Does anyone want to hazard a suggestion as to what month we should be targeting for this meeting? What's it like in D.C. in August?
Oh God Almighty! You got to be. We have to meet in September. We can't be having the financial one in August because we really have to look at the budget. So why would we just, if we're going to have all four, then it would have to be July. It's too close to June from April, and we can't make any plans by it. We're in May already.
Well, in that case,
we would cut the summer one, and however you want to call it, it seems not as involuted that way, and have the September meeting.
Well, I'll propose that we, you know, tentatively schedule for September because the temperature should be dropping a little bit by then, and see what happens with the PNB in terms of that idea. At least so we have an idea where what we're looking at, we'll be raising this on the 16th. So are there any more comments on the what will be the June, really September PM meeting? Okay, hearing none, we can move the agenda. Status of the PNB minutes. I know, Mary, you've been working hard on the minutes.
Well, wait, I just wanted to, before, what are we saying about this? Was that actually something that we're recommending?
No. I'm just thinking, well, I don't have any sense of where we're headed, and I just wondered if there, you know, you could have some sort of feeling about what we should be doing with the
Sherry.
Sherry, go ahead.
Is this going to be an agenda item on the PMB, or do you want the committee to come up with a recommendation?
Yeah, that's right.
You think we need a motion?
No, a recommendation.
Well, in order to come to a recommendation,
okay.
We had a motion and voted, and then we could recommend it.
So you can't make a motion because you're chair, so I move that the June meeting of the PMB be held in September in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And that recommendation be taken to the PNB at the May 16th meeting.
Okay, the motion does not require a second, this being a committee. Is there any discussion? Well, we've had quite a bit.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wendy, well,
so we're still going to vote, right?
Yeah, we're going to vote.
Okay.
I mean, we've pretty well explored this whole area, but if there's something that's in your mind that you haven't said yet. So now is the time.
I'd like to ask a question.
Is that a fee? Sure, go ahead.
So basically, the practical outcome of this motion is to decide that there will be three meetings instead of four, and then that being the case, what's the point of asking about local signals assisting in helping coming up with cost-cutting measures, including costs for reducing the cost of meetings?
So you're saying that for 2000...
Can I answer?
Sure, Sherry.
That also
you
includes
may
the reducing cost in the same motion?
I think that cost-cutting measures at every aspect of the network have to begin immediately. And that includes, no matter whether we have one meeting or 25 meetings a year, looking at the cost of those meetings and how they can be significantly reduced. The number of meetings does not relieve us of the obligation to pitch in our fair share of reducing the cost burden on the network until we're able to stabilize ourselves. Ambrose is right. We should have had a capital campaign 25 years ago and built up an endowment, but shoulda, coulda, woulda, it actually got us to the position where we are now. We are board members. We're fiduciaries. We should explore for our own behavior, our own governance costs, as well as whatever expertise we have in other areas of the network, how we can run it more efficiently and at less of the cost that it's taking right now. So I think that one thing does not have anything to do with the other.
So what I'm hearing is that the decision has been made. It's simply a matter of announcing it.
No, we're voting on a recommendation to the national board.
Well, see, I want to get
if that's what you're saying. I mean,
sort of a substitute motion. Is that correct?
No, she didn't. She asked if this is a done deal.
No, it's not a done deal.
Before that, I thought she was making a motion that there be three meetings.
Then I offer a substitute motion.
You did do that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Vian, your substitute motion is?
Is that we would investigate cost-cutting measures and maintain the number of meetings as prescribed by the bylaws, having established a budget for the balance of the year. There are only two other meetings, is that correct? We find that we take the steps that are necessary to function within that budget.
Okay, so Did you say something about 3 instead of 4, or did I mistake that?
No, that we would have the regular number. So we would have the 2 remaining meetings as prescribed by the bylaws.
Sherry?
A second.
Mary.
Doesn't need a second.
I can second anyway.
Okay. Mary, you're getting the substitute motion down. Sherry, go ahead.
Yes.
The board, the full PNB, actually, by a majority of its members at the last PNB in-person meeting, voted that the next in-person meeting, the next June meeting of the PNB, could be held in June or July or August or September. So that's a motion that was passed.
Right.
So
yeah.
Athea's motion has nothing to do with the motion that was passed by the full PNB. This is a coordinating committee. We are supposed to pass a motion in response to when the board, in terms of a resolution that it has already passed, we suggest that meeting occur.
Well, let me just clarify how I see this. Even should we hold a PNB in-person meeting in mid-September, it wouldn't necessarily holding an in-person meeting in November or early December. In fact, the bylaw schedule calls for us to hold a meeting at the end of January and then to hold a March precedent for holding a meeting within that short period of time. So I don't see that Afia's motion would be out of order or overstepping because the rule passed by the PNB really doesn't say that there will be one less meeting. It only facilitates that option should a bylaws amendment be approved or should the financial situation be deemed such that one less meeting would be held. The PNB hasn't yet made that decision, so I think if Afia's substitute is in order. And I'm just a little concerned, our secretary. Mary, are you having any trouble getting that whole motion down?
Substitute motion that we start to investigate the steps to reduce the 2 remaining meetings as prescribed in the bylaw.
We're at time.
Is that what your language is?
Yes.
Okay. Since we're at time.
And you have that. And that the cost cutting approach is to establish a budget for the 2 meetings. And that the necessary cost-cutting measures be taken to meet that budget.
Okay, that we investigate steps and that they be taken.
We're at time.
Yeah. I think we can just go to a vote on the substitute, and then that takes us and vote. Depending on the outcome of the vote on the substitute, if you have the complete motion, Mary.
Well, I have here, again, what I've written, that we investigate the steps now to reduce the cost of the 2 remaining meetings as that are described by the bylaws, and that the necessary cost-cutting steps be taken. Is that correct?
Is that correct? I think there was something about a budget.
Yeah.
And that the regular meetings be held.
Well, I had that, but what about, did I need something about the...
Well, that there should be a budget developed.
Okay, so maybe it's better to be saying that the 2 remaining meetings be held as prescribed by the bylaws, that we investigate the steps now to reduce the cost of those meetings, and
that a budget for the 2 meetings
and that
is
a budget
established.
Now that's a good part, and that a budget for the 2 meetings
be established.
Good.
Okay. That covered the main points, if you...
Yeah, I think so. You have the cost-cutting. Yep.
Yeah.
I think the sense of it is is there.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on the substitute motion? Mary, could you call the roll, please?
Yep. Okay. See, I think you vote also, Jack.
No, I was I'm not going to vote.
No, okay.
I'm not supposed to.
Sherry?
No.
Okay. And Wendy Sherrill?
Yes.
Mary Berg votes yes. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
And let's see, who else is Jack, you're not voting?
No, I'm not voting.
Okay. I've got one person.
You forgot Afia.
Oh, Afia, it's your motion, yes.
Yes.
Right. Now, is there anyone else on the call? I have only the five people. Is anyone else on?
How about you?
I voted.
Yeah, Mary.
That's
you
the
voted.
Five. Okay.
Yeah, Mary voted.
So.
Okay, so the
in
vote,
that case,
Mary.
It's a yes, 4-1-no. So it passes.
Right. So the substitute carries. I'm assuming no one is going to change their vote. On the, it's a formality to vote on the substitute
right,
as the main motion, but I've got a feeling nobody's going to budge on this one. So we'll dispense with that.
Well, there's no one objects, right?